Hello. We are reading in the article The Meaning of Conception and Birth. It is in Sage's Fruit Essays, page 210. You can watch the lesson at cab.tv and ask questions there. Selected questions that are relevant to the topic will be asked here. So again, essays, the writings of the essays of Baal HaSulam. The article is The Meaning of Conception and Birth. We are in the subtitle Birth and Spirituality on page 210. Therefore, as there is birth for an individual in relation to the construction of the bodies, there is birth to the collective. This is done by renewal of the spiritual force, meaning development of the concepts is birth for the collective. For in the spiritual, disparity of form divides the worlds from one another. This birth means arriving at the world of correction.
A world, olam, is what we imagine to be in. So if we now feel a corporeal world of ours, if we reach a state that we can depict this state to be a result of our correction, then we will see the world of correction, the spiritual world, and so we will advance more and more by us building Him, by us shaping Him, and being in Him, building it for ourselves. The world, or neshama, soul, we'll later discern the differences between them, but actually they're the same. Questions? Yes?
What does he mean
when he says the intellectual development?
You can develop in your intellect, and your world will change because the intellect inflates, the will to receive gives it more and more discernments, and it seems to you that the world is changing, and you can develop yourself by changing the principles of nature, which are the will to receive, the will to bestow. And then, when you build new discernments out of them, new qualities out of them, you shape a new world. By that, you start discovering the new forces in your world. And from that, you come to the world of correction.
And then it says, "For in the spiritual, this disparity of form divides the worlds from one another." What does it mean? The disparity of form divides the world. What does that mean?
Disparity of form. Disparity of form is considered not like a difference in desires. Like in our, for us, it's a bigger or smaller will to receive. A disparity of form. Form means my equality with the Creator, my equivalence with the Creator, more or less. It divides my world into degrees. And then, to the extent that I take upon myself these new forms in equivalence with the Creator, then it's considered that I'm rising in these degrees, rising in the worlds, in the olamot.
What does it mean, equivalence of form with the Creator? This morning I heard it a lot. What does it mean, equivalence of form with the Creator? What is it?
Equivalence of form with the Creator is considered that as He is merciful, you are merciful. That's what the verse says. That's it. What does it mean? That He is entirely acting in bestowal because He has no will to receive. He has no urge to do something bad for anyone. And you, even though you do have a will to receive, you have to try to do like Him. He only calls good things to others. Yes?
What is the process? What should I achieve? What is spiritual work? What is correction, anyway?
Do you remember what's his name? Rabbi, to the Hillel. Hillel, what he said to the convert, the person who came wanted to convert himself. He said, love your friends as yourself, and the rest go and study. So we're waiting for you tomorrow morning to come and to study. Your question is exactly suitable for the beginning of the wisdom of Kabbalah. You were undergraduate, now you're starting to study the wisdom of Kabbalah. Okay? Keep on going.
The exodus from Egypt is called birth. If we are speaking of the multiplication of in the spiritual essence, it is similar to the corporeal case of being born from the mother's womb, which is a dark and spoiled world with all kinds of filth and unpleasantness, into a world lit up by perfection, the world of correction. By that, we understand the meaning of the preparation as defined in the kingdom of the priests, who have come to it by the prophecy of Moses, and for which they were rewarded with freedom from the angel of death and the reception of the Torah. At that time, they needed a new birth into the air of the enlightened world, called in the verse, a pleasant land, good and broad.
Meaning this development should be like the Creator told Abraham that your children will be foreigners in a land not theirs. So it has to go through a process, a development inside a person, a group, a nation. You have to go through these things. Now, the collective and the individual are equal. Each and every person goes through the same process. It's only that maybe you can't distinguish that, but it's the same periods of times as the nation of Israel went through. And each and every period of time has the same development. It's only zoomed in. It's like restricted or in zip. Okay. And that's how we should see it. But no one can avoid the 4 degrees of development, which are determined, as we learn from the world of Ein Sof. Later, it's set upon all the development of the Kli. The Kli goes through a change and a shattering and corrections. Nonetheless, these developments are according to the 4 degrees of the direct light, 4 phases of direct light, and they determine our entire development. Okay? No questions? Everything's so calm today. We don't have... No, we don't have the usual questions. Where is our friend? In Romania? Okay, yes.
יש לו מקדימה. טוב, לא. מה פירוש פרט וכלל שווים?
What does it mean that the collective and the individual are equal, the same?
That whatever you have in the collective, you have in the individual as well. It's only other scales. But it's the same processes. Because all in all, you have a will to receive and a will to bestow, and the 4 phases of development between the two, and nothing else. Now, these 4 phases of development can be in the scale of the world, the whole, all the worlds, the entire reality, or a small part of it. Whatever you have in the 10 sefirot, you have in the whole world, which are the 5 potsufim, and the 5 potsufim of the olam, of the world, you have in the all the olamot.
How do I, as an individual, feel like a part of this chain?
If you can be part of this whole picture in your emotion, accordingly, you'll feel it. Yes?
Thank you.
Okay? You usually ask. Okay, I'm looking for new guys today, guests. Let's move on.
Born dead. That newborn was born dead. because after the pregnancy, which is the iron melting pot of the enslavement in Egypt, came the birth. But they were still unfit to breathe the spirit of life from the enlightened world where they were guaranteed to come. Until the count began, and the war with Amalek, and the trials with the water, etc. And they arrived at the Sinai desert. Sinai means sin'ah, hatred, as our sages said. For they are pronounced the same, meaning the affliction entailed in every illness.
This means here we see that the path is not straight. From above, it's very, very clear, open, and the paths of the Lord are straight, and the righteous walk on it, and the wicked fail. And each and everyone has a wicked and a righteous in him. Depends on his degree and the root of the soul of each and everyone. That's why these states a person walks by. Some of them he succeeds, some of them he's stuck, he stumbles, he doesn't succeed, seemingly. But you cannot succeed without failing first, and vice versa. Meaning we always have to walk on our 2 feet and to determine what the middle line is. That's why to begin with, it was promised to Abraham, and even before Abraham, Adam and Noah, etc., that this is the path. You cannot have it in any other way, because to bring a created being to be in the state of Nivra, the true created being, meaning equal to the Creator, even though he's the opposite, you can only do it by the final deed in the preliminary thought. If we build it this way, the entire path opens up for us. The Creator actually didn't do anything. He wants the created being to reach his degree, because he is whole. He is the one and only. That's why if he looks at the final deed, what comes is the preliminary thought, what he should do, and the entire path from the beginning to end is revealed, is shown to him this way. That's why there's no chance or mistake or luck here or anything. Everything has to happen, and true Kabbalists identified this path from the beginning to end, just as they wrote about the days of the Messiah and all these things, which are, it's well known what should happen out of the conditions that creation began with and has to end at. And that's why the final deed, the final state determines the beginning. That's why there is no fortune here or fate, or everything is only regarding to a certain person, to the extent that he is in a hurry to discover the unity, the uniqueness of the Creator in the world, to the extent that he discovers the world to be one, as 10 sefirot that are controlled only by the upper light. Okay? What?
No, Asaf.
Come on, let Asaf ask.
Something I don't understand about the text. He's talking about a spiritual newborn.
The text, don't put too much attention on the text, because it was written as a draft for Bala Sulam, by Bala Sulam himself and for himself. That's why I can't count on the words here. You know, like sometimes a person writes for himself. If you read my notes, you'll see something which is not what I intended to be, because I know what I write about.
So I shouldn't ask, or should I?
Ask, but to begin with, your attitude should be such.
So he writes, this newborn was born dead because after the enslavement in Egypt, And then he writes that they were unfit to breathe the breath of life. Why? Because in birth, spiritual birth, you...
Okay, you say so, but that's why I say this is not the place to scrutinize. There were and there will be problems on the path. You can't take one path without this. Every time there's a dent in the will to receive, and you fill it in the will to receive, in the greatness of the Creator. Again, you punch it, and there's like a hole inside, and as strong as you punch it, it's a true blow this ego gets, but then you can fill it with the greatness of the Creator, and that's how you advance. All right? Okay, move on.
The birth to father and mother. At that time they became worthy of breathing the spirit of life and the prophecy. And you shall be unto me a kingdom of priests, and a holy nation came true in them. First, the kingdom of priests to revoke their personal possessions, and subsequently the holy nation, which is to bestow contentment upon their maker through love your neighbor as yourself.
Meaning there are two stages. To bestow, in order to bestow, you will be a nation of priests, and a holy nation is to receive in order to bestow. That's true bestowal.
In corporeality, the newborn falls into loving and loyal hands, who are the father and the mother, who guarantee its sustenance and health. Likewise, once each one has been prepared with 600,000 who care for one's sustenance, they breathe the spirit of life, as it is written, and Israel encamped there before the mount, and Rashi interpreted as one man with one heart.
Yeah, when they were already prepared for the correction and the connection, the beginning of the correction. Questions? Maybe you should read it again. They didn't really hear it.
The birth to father and mother. At that time they became worthy of breathing the spirit of life and the prophecy, and you shall be unto me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation, came true in them. First, the kingdom of priests, to revoke their personal possessions.
To bestow in order to bestow.
And subsequently, the holy nation, which is to bestow contentment upon their maker through love your neighbor as yourself. In corporeality, the newborn falls into loving and loyal hands, who are the father and the mother, who guarantee its sustenance and health. Likewise, once each one has been prepared with 600,000 who care for one's sustenance, they breathe the spirit of life. As it is written, and Israel encamped there before the mount, and Rashi interpreted as one man with one heart.
No.
Well, no questions. Okay, Tzvika, what can I do?
I'm the valve. I block all the holes. He writes, and Israel encamped there before the mount, as one man with one heart.
The meaning of mountain is hirurim. It's thoughts or doubts, and it's a mountain, Mount Sinai. It's a mount of hatred. And if you overcome the ever-growing hatred, then you have these officers, and they throw you back, and you roll down, and you climb the mountain again. You roll down again. That's the way it is. So if you can no longer do anything, and you cry out, and you cry, and you weep, and you beg, and you there's not one gram left in you that can aid it, you just raise your hands, and that's it. And then you're being helped. There's pity on you.
He writes that each one has 300,000 who care for him. How do they help me? He begins with, everyone has been prepared with 600,000 who care for his sustenance. Where are those 600,000 who care for my sustenance?
600,000 means that there is a potsuf here. It's ready for me. I just have to discover that I can be worthy, desired, and suitable for him, for it. 600,000 means Zeranpin. That if Malchut joins it, together they can rise to Abba Ve'ima.
I understand we have many thoughts. Everything we do is think all the time. Worth it, not worth it. Troubles, that's all the work. But where does the help come from? You're talking about 600,000 caring for me. Who is caring for me? How do I calm all these thoughts?
My help comes from the Creator, or the Creator of the land and the earth.
Who helps me out of the mud that I seem to be in?
I hope for the Creator's help.
Friends, maybe? My ten?
My ten, Assyria. What can I tell you that you don't know?
Why does he write it? Why does he write about what is one man with one heart?
Try it for 10 years, then we'll talk.
At 10? You said we need 30.
I don't know, try at least 10.
And then we'll have as one man with one heart?
We'll see. We'll see if we will or won't.
Oh, so that's how it works?
Yeah, and then I'll say, sorry, I was wrong. We have no choice. This is life. Until you diminish yourself into the degree of the Rishimo, you won't go into the Ibur. You won't go in. Do you understand that if you have pride, you can't incorporate with the upper because you immediately, even before you go in, you put the poison inside. So how can you start getting the lights from him that will raise you, will grow you up, if you don't restrict yourself to a dot? And this dot, we say dot or black point, black dot, it's not black because you're willing to give it up as well. And if you do, all that's left is the Rishimo from above. Broken, not broken, it doesn't matter, it's not broken.
What is the spiritual birth?
Birth, I don't know, wait, there are 9 months of pregnancy we should go through first.
I need to understand this concept. He says, as one man with one heart, what is it? What is it? Will to receive, will to bestow, what is it?
When they build a system between them that has a system of Adam, a human that has a heart, a brain, everything that you have inside a person exists in this system. And regarding this system, they relate to it as one human being.
Should the whole world be as one man with one heart?
The whole world should be Adam Rishon. Yes, such a system. And there's nothing else besides it.
Oh, cola.
There. Oh, cola.
אנחנו בפתח של השנה החדשה והסיריות חדשות כל פעם משתנה. On the door of a new year and the tens keep changing and you get used to the changes. A few days ago we talked about the grave that we're supposed to go into a state of you have no choice, you can't get out of it except start breathing through the gills. How do you come get into the state and don't run from it? I don't want to get into it. I'm comfortable continuing this way through the rest of my life. The light works, you know, but our lives are in our hands. We can create a reality of an incubator that can break through, and with everything that's uncomfortable, inconvenient, how do you make this effort and don't avoid it?
In the corporeal level, it's teacher, group, books. In the spiritual level, It's the upper force. There's nothing else. You have to connect all these factors together. And to do it this way, Israel, the light, and the Creator. And to see that you advance by getting harder and harder conditions every day so you can give yourself up. The conditions should become harder and harder. So these are the conditions by which you renounce yourselves. You give yourself up. And by that you advance more and more. That's the first stage of advancement.
I can fool myself this way, and I think I added here, I added there.
No, you can't make this calculation. You can't, because it disappears. Disappears. It's like a box of money that you take out of the king's treasury. Then they'll tell you, that's all yours. You annul yourself, you go into the conception, to the Ibu conception.
How do you burn the bridges behind you?
Surfim.
Burn. There's no choice. Tell yourself 1,000 times that I don't see any other life. It's better to be dead than alive if I let go of that, if I trade it for something else. And you'll have your doubts till the rest of your life.
And then what? So you said it, and then what? You dive in, and then what?
I don't know. By my character, I'll tell you, I write like a log. What should I do during the day, the week, the year, even the year? And I fill this day. Videos with Oren, with Senka, with other things. This meeting, like reporters meeting, all kinds of people nag me and all these. I write it down. So by that, I more or less, I fill my day. Now I collected the Zohar. If you could, I would collect more, but you can't. So I would add more, but you can't. A person should organize his business all the time. He has to have corporeal, imaginary business, in which he understands what is he doing this for all the time. Nothing to do about it. It's specifically when we go through these kinds of states, which are intensive and good. You're asking about this day to day as if there's no change. That's a wonder. Surprises me.
No, there are many changes. How do you not avoid them? How do you continue them so that you...
So I'll give you a few tips. Talk in the middle of the day. Every hour, write something down. Go through what we've learned this morning or every morning. And look at the archive you have. Everything is organized. Everything is well-placed there. And engage in dissemination. How much did you write yesterday? Where did you disperse it? Nothing? So, and you're sitting and crying. Why should that? Where is what I deserve? Why should anyone give you something? Do you give something when you demand something back? What do you want? You don't hear me. All you hear is from the other side. Where's what I deserve? You know how much you have to give in order to get something? Fine. What else should we do? Hear Cohen? What's with you? You don't want to ask. Good. Come on, Cohen, ask.
The article mentions that before coming to love your friend as yourself, we need to revoke our personal possessions. What is to revoke our personal possessions?
This means that you revoke all your personal possession. You don't want anything. Otherwise, how can you love others? Loving another means that you work for him, that you have the strength, you have the brains, you have all the means of his will to receive, and you work on his will to receive to fill it. That means that you love him. The truth is, loving him is not giving him a pillow and a chair, as he says. These are essential things as well. But besides what he has, you fill him with spiritual necessities. That's called love. Otherwise, you bury him. If you give him millions of dollars, so what? You buried him for the rest of his life. Yes?
Revoking my spiritual portion. Basically, my spiritual portion, what would potentially come to me, I want for the friend.
No. You don't have to revoke your spirituality or hand it out to others. No. Take care of the other's corporeality. Help him so he can do his spiritual work. You're not supposed to do his work for yourself, if I understood you correctly.
It speaks to corporeal possessions?
Corporeal is a problem. You have to see if you should or shouldn't. Here, you can make mistakes here. So, that's it. The daily task.
Daily task. This is a daily task. Until the afternoon lesson, every friend does at least one thing that increases the greatness of the Creator in the ten. Until the afternoon lesson, every friend does at least one thing that increases the greatness of the Creator in the ten. The Zohar lesson. You're invited to watch the Zohar lesson today live at 1:30 p.m. Israel time at Kav.tv. We thank our viewers on TV and have a good day. שיעורי ניסיון בקורס יסודות חוכמת הקבלה. מכללת קבלה לעם שמחה להזמינכם למפגשי Intro lessons in the wisdom of Kabbalah. You're invited to intro lessons in Netanya, Carmiel, and for more details call 1-700-509-209 or go to kab.co.il. Thank you and have a good day and a great night. How good to be together with you. How good to be together with you. How good to be together with you. To be forever, yeah. To be forever with you. Need each other to survive. Together we can feel alive. We are born to leave the darkness for the light. Need each other to survive. Together we can be alive. We are born to leave the darkness for the light. We are branches of one tree, rooted in each other's lives. Voices of one harmony, all as one begin to rise. We are branches of one tree, rooted in each other's lives. Voices of one harmony, all as one begin to rise. Oh yeah, oh yeah, 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 yeah. How good to be together with you. How good to be together with you. How good to be together with you. To be forever, yeah. To be forever with you. Need each other to survive. Together we can feel alive. We are born to leave the darkness for the light. Need each other to survive. Together we can be alive. We are born to leave the darkness for the light. We are branches of one tree, rooted in each other's lives. Voices of one harmony, all as one begin to rise. We are branches of one tree, rooted in each other's lives. Voices of one harmony, all as one begin to rise. Na 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 na.
to rise.